Howdy, campers. Welcome into this Thursday edition of the Daily Perspective Podcast. Mark Congleton here, your sometimes humble host for this hour of observation, insight, and absurdity. Scratching my head, wondering how I'm going to cram everything into an hour today. But I got to. So we'll get as much crammed in as we possibly can. So much to be talking about today, because now that Election Day is behind us, we're watching the system at work. A system which is carefully crafted by corrupt politicians just in case they don't get their way in an election. What is happening right now is the deep state at work. We're watching the Secretary of State, was it for Pennsylvania, I think? It was for Pennsylvania, calling out to all the federal workers to help because there is now a lawsuit to expose them for their fraud. That's probably not the only thing. It's just the one of the few things that have been exposed to sunlight so everybody can see what's really going on. So they're calling on the deep state for help now, looking to federal workers to help them out. And we have video and audio of people who are, in essence, federal workers counting votes, processing, cheating. We have testimony from people working in various places who've witnessed these things happening. We actually have today the audio of a postal worker ordered by his supervisor to backdate mail-in votes. And there's a lot to cover today. And let's start with something which I think is patently absurd and should be exposed for what it is. North Carolina, a crucial state President Donald Trump is seeking to win to keep his reelection hopes alive, reportedly will not update its election results for over a week. NBC News reports that they're estimating that about 300,000 votes are left to be tallied, but counting in North Carolina has not resumed during the day yesterday following Election Day. The final count is delayed because the vast majority of county boards of elections won't start counting the absentee and provisional ballots until November 12th. Today is the 5th. So totals won't be updated for more than 1 week. North Carolina's results won't just have a potentially significant impact on who wins the presidential election. It will also play a key role in determining which party controls the Senate. With 95% of the election results reported, President Trump holds a 50.1 to 48.7% lead over Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Now, these percentages are from yesterday afternoon. In the state's Senate race, Senator Tom Tillis holds a 48.7 to 46.9% lead over Democrat challenger Cal Cunningham. Now, the North Carolina Board of Elections issued a statement saying, county boards of elections in North Carolina will accept mail-in ballots received by November 12th, as long as they are postmarked by Election Day, November 3rd. And you may be thinking, well, that's cool. I mean, as long as they're postmarked by Election Day, right? You just hold on to that thought. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Wednesday to uphold this deadline. Even with the deadline extension, we encourage voters to return their absentee ballot as soon as possible and ensure it is postmarked. So says Karen Brinson Bell, the executive director of the State Board of Elections. Please make sure your ballot is counted. Return it now. Of course, this was issued sometime last week. It says through October 28th, about 273,000 voters who requested an absentee ballot have not yet voted in this election. About 1.36 million voters requested absentee by mail ballots. Of those voters, more than 852,000 have successfully returned their ballots. That's 63% of them. More than 233,000 voters, that's 17%, have instead cast their ballot in person during the early voting period. An absentee ballot is timely if it is received by the county board by 5 p.m. on Election Day, or it is postmarked on or before Election Day and received by 5 p.m. on Thursday, November 12th. A ballot will be considered postmarked by Election Day if it has a postmark or if there is information in ballot tracks or another tracking service offered by the U.S. Postal Service or a commercial carrier indicating that the ballot was in the custody of the Postal Service or the commercial carrier on or before Election Day. Of course, that announcement was met with skepticism and backlash on the Internet. Brian Riedel, a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, his response was, "Sorry for being the millionth person to state the obvious, but how we count ballots is a national disgrace. Certain states need a complete overhaul to count ballots quickly, efficiently, and accurately. If they won't reform, then Congress should mandate minimum standards." Rebecca Heinrichs, senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, responded, "This is really, really bad. Truly inexcusable, and I'm speechless. People aren't going to stand for this." Matt Whitlock, senior advisor at the NRSC, responded, "This is genuinely egregious. North Carolina officials are actively delaying counting and wrapping this up until the deadline the courts gave them. And Biden is getting, the Cal for NC and Democrat down ballot to refuse to concede the delay, to delay bad Democrat news as long as possible." It's terrible. And you, if you have a brain, you see exactly what's happening here. That they are waiting as long as absolutely possible because they know this is going to be key in deciding the presidency. And the longer they can wait after Election Day to announce the totals, the more time they have for fraud. The more time they have to collect more mysteriously missing ballots for Joe Biden. And since they are covered by a court decision to do so, they can say, "Well, these weren't missing. We didn't, there's nothing to see here. Nothing going on." Right. Like I said, you hold on to that thought. In Michigan and Wisconsin, election officials refuse to explain a sudden appearance of votes for Joe Biden. Election officials in Michigan and Wisconsin refused to explain Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's sudden and dramatic vote tally increase that occurred in both states in the wee hours of Wednesday morning. If you're not familiar with this, sometime, I'm thinking between 4 and 5 a.m., 4 and 5:30 a.m. in both of these places, actually in three states, I believe it was, suddenly hundreds of thousands of votes appeared, all of them for Joe Biden. I was watching Steven Crowder's live stream yesterday. Actually, most of the day it was on. Either I was watching or it was on in the background. And they tell the story. He tells this story about how they had announced that they were going to stop the vote count because they were done. They were going to take a break, and then they were going to do some come back later in the morning and do some tallying and do some other work and then proceed. So they all took a break. They stopped their live stream at about 4 o'clock in the morning, and they all went and took naps to come back. And Steven Crowder said he went and took a nap for an hour in a hammock, came back, and all of a sudden they were counting again. And suddenly they had 100-something thousand votes for Biden that weren't there an hour before. And this craziness is what's making everybody say what? And during his live stream, a lawyer came in. His lawyer, Bill, half Asian lawyer, Bill, if you watch them, you know who this guy is. And he had video from a lawyer, a Texas lawyer who had gone to Detroit as an observer for the Trump campaign. And she said that she had witnessed a van open and someone unload a box and take it in. And then she went back in and saw other objects, suitcases, large carry-in bags, all kinds of these things being brought in at a shift change by people there to count votes. And that happened to be just during that time they were taking a break. Another person who was there as an observer posted a video on Facebook, and this is what she had to say.
So I'm in downtown Detroit at the TCF Center, which is in the heart of Detroit, in the heart of the D. And I had a couple of people reach out to me and say, could you do another Facebook Live and explain where you're at and why you're here? You can see behind me, that giant room behind me is where they are contesting ballots. So something that's very interesting that happened here in Detroit is, I just talked to a guy that's been here all night. They were ready to shut down the precinct. They had counted all the ballots. Everything was good. Everything went smoothly. And then it was at about 4 a.m. that three vehicles arrived. A van, a Chrysler 300, and a Ferrari with 130,000 plus ballots. He said he was astonished as they started counting the ballots. He was astonished that every single ballot, like literally 100% of that 130,000 ballots was were all Biden ballots that hadn't been delivered to the precinct before the cutoff time for this precinct. So obviously there's, that's just a big irregularity, something that points to large-scale voter fraud, and it literally is being contested by the President of the United States in a lawsuit right now for the state of Michigan. We literally have people that watched it happen. I talk to people that are here, they're like, what? 130,000 ballots that haven't been verified.
It is apparent, I would say obvious, that the Democrats have been planning for quite some time to steal this election. As reporters and commentators went to bed early Tuesday morning, all three states were too close to call. President Trump led former Vice President Joe Biden. That was early Wednesday morning, actually. Vice President Joe Biden was led by President Trump by a comfortable margins, far beyond what they had been predicted to be. None of the networks called these states because enough mail-in ballots remained uncounted that it could swing either way, but Trump's position actually looked good. Then something strange happened in the dead of night in both Michigan and Wisconsin. Vote dumps early Wednesday morning showed 100% of the votes going for Biden and 0%. 0%. Not even one single vote for President Trump. In Michigan, where the woman was you just heard, Biden somehow got 138,339 votes and Trump got none. Zero. In that overnight vote dump. Sean Davis over at The Federalist tweeted about this, and Twitter censored him immediately. Just like that. All he did was compare two sets of vote totals on the New York Times website. He wasn't the only one who noticed it. But they were all getting censored by Twitter. My friend, the Democrats are working hard to steal this election. Do not be deceived. It's the Daily Perspective, Thursday, November 5th. Quick reminder, no podcast tomorrow. I have scheduling conflicts. It's just not going to happen. So, today's my Friday. Go ahead, be jealous. It's obvious by now to anybody who can actually do basic math, 2 plus 2, that sort of thing, that we're watching a deeply corrupt political party try to steal a presidential election right out from under our noses. And people have been coming forward to talk about this. In fact, over at Project Veritas, James O'Keefe posted a fresh video yesterday, last night. Actual testimony from a postal worker who was told to do something a bit unusual.
Tell us where you work.
I work in the Traverse City Post Office, more specifically the Barlow branch.
Your boss told you and your colleagues something that shocked you this morning. What was it?
We were issued a directive this morning to collect any ballots we find in mailboxes, collection boxes, just outgoing mail in general, separate them at the end of the day so that they could hand stamp them with the previous day's date. Today is November 4th, for clarification.
Who is your boss, and what is his title?
Jonathan would be a direct supervisor, yes. As of right now, he is the opening supervisor for the Barlow Branch Post Office. So I, and this is anecdotal, carrier down at another office said they watched the postmaster doing it. If it were just a typical day, it would be clerks doing it up at the distribution center.
So 8 p.m. election day, November 3rd, the Court of Appeals ruled ballots have to be received by that time. And what were you told?
To separate them today so they could mark them with yesterday's date and send them through the express system to wherever they needed to go.
This appears to be an attempt to circumvent Michigan law and allow late votes. And you said there was a hamper where letter carriers were supposed to leave their ballots. Where are the ballots now?
They were putting them into express bags to go to the distribution center. In regards to a hamper, there was a standard hamper that all letter mail is supposed to go to, and they had a tub next to it that we were supposed to put any ballots collected today into.
Yes. What made you come forward?
That's sketchy. I don't like sketchy. It screams corruption. Also, knowing the post office's leanings politically, it didn't seem quite right.
What is your message to other postal workers who see things like this?
Report it. How are we supposed to have any integrity in this country if we are just going to let things slide based on a scaling issue?
Are you afraid of retaliation against you?
I've had whistleblower policies backfire on me in the past, so yes.
We'll have to reach out to Jonathan Clark for comment.
Hey, is this Jonathan?
Yes.
Hey, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas, James O'Keefe here, and I have information that you guys have been stamping ballots with the previous date, November 3rd. He just hung up the phone on me.
Reminder, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, they're constantly accused by the left of fabricating massive edits and the like in order to produce the films that they that they produce to expose the left and what they're doing. James O'Keefe has taken these people to court whenever they have printed falsehoods about him and his reporting, and he's never lost a lawsuit. Never. When people talk about this being fraudulent information, being created, being made up, being anything but real, every time they do that in print or on the air, he sues and he wins, because he's not making this stuff up. It's real. So there is Project Veritas and James O'Keefe talking with a postal worker who had been given the directive by their supervisor, the whole team, to separate these late arriving ballots so that they could be backdated and still be counted. The Postal Service. And this is why the Democrats pushed so hard for mail-in voting. because the Postal Service, the union, the Postal Workers Union, they lean almost 100% Democrat. And they are not going to favor Donald Trump. And so, the Postal Service, members of the Postal Service, were actively working to commit voter fraud. Now, I want you to remember this and the other recording I played for you and something else I'll play for you in a little while. I want you to remember these things and the information I'm passing along to you. Whenever you hear people or see people on the news do that thing where voter fraud's not real, it's never been proven, there's no such thing as widespread voter fraud, we're watching it happen before our eyes right now. It's going on right now. The mainstream news media, the progressive news media, is doing everything they can to ignore it as though it's not there. Big tech, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and the rest are censoring when it's reported. It's happened a bunch of times in the last 48 hours or so where people have said, you know, I'm following all these people on Twitter and I keep seeing these posts. Yeah, Twitter just censored me. They just posted a big warning on something I posted because they say it's not true. And all I did was, for instance, one guy, he just posted something the New York Times had reported. Another person had posted something that one of the states had actually posted online. And showed, hey, this doesn't look right. How can they be calling this state for Biden when it's obvious by looking at the state reporting that Donald Trump is comfortably ahead? Bing. He gets censored. Big tech. All of those little people working in their call centers and information centers are all millennials. They're all clueless. And they're all progressive. And they hate Donald Trump, and every time the truth comes out, they squash it. Yes, absolutely yes. The Democrats are trying to steal the election in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. If they can get away with it in Arizona, they will. We're hoping today that they don't. But things are happening. Things are happening and you need to watch very closely and stay up to date on what's happening as best you can. It's hard, but you can find out what's happening if you work harder. You just have to work a little harder. Something suspicious about the vote reporting in Antrim County, Michigan. Trump beat Hillary Clinton there by 30 points in 2016. Initial vote totals there showed Biden ahead of Trump by 29 points. That's a result that can't possibly be accurate. Plenty of journalists noted that. After those strange results caught national attention, election officials in Antrim County said they were investigating what they called skewed results. You might have seen reference to that yesterday. They were working with the company that provides their election software to see what went wrong. The county clerk said they planned to have an answer by yesterday afternoon. That's a convenient out, by the way. Yeah, there's got to be a software glitch. Got to be. And that's a lot like, the way I look at it is it's a lot like saying, yeah, that automatic transmission, the Hickenlooper valve went wacko on us, so we got to fix that. And you don't know what they're talking about. They could be lying to you. Who understands automatic transmissions besides car tech heads? And automatic transmission service technicians. You just take their word for whatever's wrong. And so when they say, hey, we got a software glitch, boing, you're instantly in mystery zone and have no idea, and you can't debunk it because software? Another mysterious all Biden vote dump happened in Wisconsin. Biden miraculously overcame a 4.1 percentage point Trump lead in the middle of the night thanks to vote dumps in which he got, you guessed it, 100% of the votes in the dump, and Trump got zero. You might have seen the graphs posted on social media, and there's suddenly a vertical spike. In Pennsylvania, the Democratic scheme to steal the election is a bit different. Rather than vote dumps that impossibly go 100% to Biden, Pennsylvania is relying on the Democratic Secretary of State's plan to count indisputably late mail-in ballots as though they were received on Election Day, even if they have no postmark. And they were given the go-ahead by the court to do it. Even if there's no postmark or any other proof that they were mailed. You would have to be a certifiable idiot not to see what's going on here. It's the Daily Perspective Podcast. About halfway through the day, this Thursday, the fifth day of November 2020, in the midst of an active vote election theft scheme on the part of the Democrats, looking at some of the stuff that's going on here. By now, you know that the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign has slapped a lawsuit on the Pennsylvania Secretary of Commonwealth. The Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign yesterday filed a lawsuit challenging Pennsylvania Secretary of Commonwealth Kathy Buchvar over unilateral actions to extend the voter ID deadline set by law, circumventing state law, and bringing more chaos and uncertainty to the process. This is coming from townhall.com, an article by Beth Bauman. According to the lawsuit, Buchvar provided 67 county board of elections with a guidance letter 2 days before the general election that allegedly contradicts the state's election code, which is set by the Pennsylvania legislature. Specifically, the RNC and Trump campaign take issue with the canvassing extension going until Thursday, November 12th. Familiar date if you've been listening. One other point of contention is the voter identification requirement. The lawsuit stated Buchvar allegedly rewrote Pennsylvania's election code by allowing first-time absentee voters to provide missing identification several days past the state deadline. Here's the language from that guidance. For those absentee ballots or mail-in ballots for which proof of identification has not been received or could not be verified, if, one, deleted by the amendment, two, if the proof of identification is received and verified prior to the sixth calendar day following the election, then the County Board of Elections shall canvass the absentee ballots and mail-in ballots under this subsection in accordance with subsection G2. Three, if an elector fails to provide proof of identification that can be verified by the County Board of Elections by the sixth day, the calendar day following the election, then the absentee ballot or mail-in ballot shall not be counted. The problem with this guidance, according to the lawsuit, is it prolongs the state's final election results. A joint press release states, "This action flagrantly violates the state election code and will not only serve to further delay of the results of the Pennsylvania outcome and raise questions about which ballots should be lawfully counted." Republican National Committee Chairwoman Rona McDaniel slammed the Democrat for making changes at the last minute, saying, "Shrouded in secrecy, Democrats continue to make voting changes in the 11th hour that will only dilute the integrity of the vote, delay results, and diminish confidence in the outcome. The RNC and Trump campaign are prepared to take all legal actions to ensure the integrity of the election, and that includes holding rogue Democrat officials accountable. The eyes of a nation are on Pennsylvania, and they must follow the letter of the law that this election and American voters demand." Now, you may have seen Rudy Giuliani and a group of people yesterday in Philadelphia at a press conference. And one of those people was Don Jr. He had a few things to say.
And we've declared victory in Pennsylvania. We're up by 400,000 votes. with 86% of the precincts in. 86%, we have Republican votes still coming in from Trump country. And the Democrats know that the only way that they could win this election is to cheat in Pennsylvania. And we've seen it from day one. We found ballots in drainage ditches. They're not letting our poll watchers watch the polls. They're not letting them inside. There's video after video of them passing out collateral material in polling sites all over Philadelphia. They're trying to cheat. They have 3x5 printed big posters in polling locations all over the city saying to vote for Biden and Harris, which is totally illegal. They're passing out flyers. The supervisors of elections, we have them on video, certain ones wearing literally Biden-Harris face masks in polling locations, which is totally illegal. And now they won't let, and we brought one great gentleman here with us today, Jeremy, who's a poll watcher down at the convention center. They won't even let him watch as they count the ballots. They put them behind a fence 40, 50 yards away where they actually can't see the counting happening. Guys, this is fraud. This is absolute fraud. We've seen it in Philadelphia before. They're trying to make a mockery of the election of this country. My father is up by almost 500,000 votes in this state with 86% reported and plenty of red counties left to go. We're going to win Pennsylvania, but they're trying to cheat us out of it because they know it's their only path to victory. They know it's the only path to victory. And so we came here today. We met with all our lawyers. We are going to file suit in Pennsylvania. It's a shame that we have to do that. It's the last thing that we wanted to do. It's the last thing my father wanted to do. But this is rampant corruption, and it can't happen. It simply can't happen. It's not fair. This isn't democracy.
And he's absolutely right. Now, remember, as I mentioned earlier, that this Secretary of the Commonwealth there, Kathy Buchvar, has called for help from federal employees. She has on Twitter called for help, asking the deep state to come to her rescue. There is definite dirty dealing going on right now in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in North Carolina, and who knows where else. Very suspicious activity. Some things documented by people with their own cell phones. There is a video that's floating on Twitter right now that, honestly, I haven't listened to see if there's audio with it, but I don't think there is. Wait, there is.
What's going on here? This dude has a fit about something.
There's a black postal worker. Every time he runs across a certain kind of ballot, he has an intense physical reaction.
Flips off a ballot and then crumples it up.
Yep. Crumples it up, throws it away. He's crumpling up and throwing ballots away.
That's not voter fraud. I don't know what is.
Yep. And that's been on Twitter this morning. We're watching it happen. This guy, you can see him. He's wearing a mask. The black guy with a black beard wearing sort of a gray or a tan mask. And every time he runs across a certain kind of ballot, he has an intense physical reaction. All these gestures. He grabs it in one hand, crumples it up, and throws it away. And this time was caught on camera, but the reason it was caught on camera is because the guy with the phone taking the video saw it happen before and then started recording. So there's no telling how many ballots this one person threw out. And there was a mention in the audio that I played you before about people working in the polling places where they're counting the votes, I should say, who are wearing Biden, actually in polling places as well, who are wearing Biden-Harris paraphernalia, big signs on the sides of the polling places. In one place, they managed to get one taken down. People inside the building, not outside on a sidewalk, but inside the building, passing out Democrat voter guides to people in line. And a few of those were caught. How many places did that happen in where it didn't get caught? Probably many, because as we've seen, they weren't allowing certain kinds of poll workers or poll watchers, Republicans. They weren't allowing them in many places. So there was active manipulation going on during the vote. And now we have video and audio testimony of people twisting and shaping things in the count as well in key places. It's just absurd. Absolutely. It's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely. Where was I? In Michigan, there was also Michigan. The Trump campaign is seeking to access numerous counting locations. President Donald Trump's campaign says it has filed a lawsuit in the Michigan Court of Claims, seeking a court order to halt the counting of ballots until it's given meaningful access to numerous counting locations to observe the opening of ballots and the counting process. Now, this is important, and it's important for you to know that this is the reason they want to stop the voting. They've sued to stop voting in Michigan. They also sued to stop voting in Georgia because they want to have people there to observe the vote count process. They're not being allowed in. And if they are being allowed in, as you heard in the audio with Don Jr., they're being kept so far away they can't really see what's going on. They can just see, oh yeah, I see people across the room over there going through things and counting things and, you know, and laying them in piles and in baskets and buckets and things like that. But we can't really see what's what. And the purpose of having observers was not to set them up to watch like a basketball game in the bleachers on the side to see things happening across the way. They're supposed to actually be able to walk around and see what's being done to make sure the process is being done legally. But they're not being allowed to. That's the reason for stopping the vote counting. There's no other reason but that. Now, in the mainstream press and in leftist social media, what you see is people objecting and accusing the president of not allowing all votes to be counted. That's not true. We want all legal votes to be counted. We just want to make sure the votes are legal that are being counted. And that's the purpose of the lawsuits. That's why this is happening. That's why lawsuits are happening. For no other reason. We just want to make sure things are above board and honest. But sadly, when we're dealing with the progressive Democrats, honesty is something that's like a foreign language. And so, we have to involve lawyers. We have to involve the courts. We have to take legal measures to stop people from being dishonest. Because they're so hungry for power and control, and they hate the orange man so bad they'll do anything. It's the Daily Perspective Podcast. Sliding into the final segment for this Thursday, the fifth day of November 2020. And once again, a quick reminder, no podcast tomorrow. I have scheduling conflicts. It's just not going to happen. But we'll get back together again Monday. All right? See, where were we? I'm scanning Twitter and Facebook during the break, and I just ran across another video where it looks like some fishy business in California, believe it or not. Let me see if I can get some audio here. Let me pause that, rewind it, make sure we have audio. And
California, but right here, day after the election, they are still picking up ballots. So how could they have counted them? Today is November the 4th. We've already called California, but here they are still picking up ballots. Wow. So how could that ever be called at this point in time?
Wow. And you see workers at a ballot drop box location, right, who are picking up ballots the day after California called the election. The day after. In Arkansas, is it Arkansas? No, where is it? Arizona. I'm skipping something here. Let's see, Wisconsin. Like I said at the beginning, so much stuff. I'm never going to be able to cover it all. I'm trying to hit it as fast as I can. Wisconsin's results are riddled with irregularities. The Trump campaign is demanding a recount there. As I said, he was within 1%. He's within his legal rights to demand a recount. That's what he's doing. He should do that. In Arizona, poll workers have been accused of giving voters a Sharpie to fill out their forms with. Now, Arizona has come out and said, oh, our forms are set up so you can use Sharpies. The problem with Sharpies, if you go vote in person, you understand how this works. In most places, if they're not electronic, if they're paper ballots, you're filling in these little ovals, and they give you the pen to do it with, because it has to be a black pen, I believe, and you have to fill in the little oval with the ink from the black pen. They give you a ballpoint pen because that ink doesn't leak through to the backside of the paper. Why is that important? Because the backside of the ballot has other stuff on it. Here in Alabama, it had all of the amendments on it. So when the machine is scanning for dark spots, it's scanning the front and the back. And if you're using a Sharpie and it's bleeding through, then the ink bleed through goes to both sides of the paper and it confuses the ballot reader and it kicks it back out again. And that happened in Arizona, not just once, but to a lot of people. There's actually a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit going on right now in Arizona from a group of people who say their ballots were invalidated because they were given Sharpies. And I have seen video, I don't have it here right now, but I've seen the video of people who went in and voted using a ballpoint pen. There were people outside who had found out about the Sharpie situation, and they brought boxes of ballpoint pens and were passing them out in line. Here, you're going to need this pen to vote with. And the pollsters, the poll workers, were yelling at them, telling them they couldn't do that. But once voters got inside, they were having those pens taken away from them. And there was one lady who I saw, there was more than one, but the one of them I saw said that she went in, she voted with the pen, she brought it back out and gave it back to the people so they could give it to someone else. Which is, in my voting place, that's what happens. They give you a ballpoint pen, you do it, you put the pen in a basket or in a bucket or something like that on your way out the door, pick up your little sticker that says I voted, and possibly a mint. Yes, I picked up a mint. But in Arizona, she said she was also fussed at for using the ballpoint pen. Arizona says, everything is offset on our ballots so that if it bleeds through, it doesn't matter. It doesn't confuse the reader. Really? Then why is there a lawsuit from a group of people who said their votes were kicked back out and they weren't allowed to vote again? That's what's happened in Arizona. Just know that's happening. Okay? Let's see here. Let me see if I can find this other. See if I've got it here. Is this one it? I think it is. Yesterday, an Arizona voter filed an explosive lawsuit alleging that poll workers effectively disenfranchised her on Election Day and may have done the same to other voters. The lawsuit comes as President Trump is disputing early reports calling the state for Joe Biden. Lori Aguilera voted in person in Maricopa County on Election Day, but poll workers provided her with a Sharpie marker instead of a pen. Aguilera completed her ballot with the provided Sharpie and noticed that the ink was bleeding through. In the lawsuit, she claims that while she had voted in several election cycles before, this was the first time poll workers gave her a Sharpie to fill out her ballot. Aguilera fed her ballot into the ballot box, but the ballot box failed to properly register her vote, causing a poll worker to cancel her ballot in her presence. She requested a new ballot, but the poll workers refused to give her one. The lawsuit claims that the Maricopa County Recorder's Office ordered them not to do so. Aguilera's lawsuit also claims that many other voters have experienced similar issues. 10 anonymous plaintiffs joined Aguilera in the lawsuit. This practice violates Arizona law, according to the lawsuit. The law stipulates that an electronic voting system must record correctly and count accurately every vote cast. Plaintiff and those like her properly operated the county's electronic voting system, but upon information and belief, it failed to automatically record her vote. Upon information and belief, it also failed to record her votes correctly and count them accurately. Now, this situation is ongoing. We are learning more about it as we go. But it appears something dirty is happening. In fact, I've actually seen the instructions on the Arizona ballots that tell you what kind of pen to use. And it specifically says not to use a Sharpie marker. Dick Morris is he's been around as a political advisor for a long, long time. He advised the Clintons, he's advised others, and he is one of the talking heads you see on the news networks. And he was talking to the folks at Newsmax, and this is what he had to say.
This is all a setup. The Democratic Party planned for this. They knew they were likely to lose this election. So the first thing they did was to fake the polls that talked about how they were going to win. And that was to set up the presumption that Biden was going to win, so that when he won, based on fraud, everybody would say, yeah, he was winning anyway. Then as the results came in on election night, the Democrats constantly held up the count, so that in many jurisdictions, the count was not completed and was left hanging in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. Then they came in with their mail-in ballots, dumped them all of a sudden, barred the Republicans from looking at them, and then announced that Biden had won. And the complicitous news media called these states for Biden. That creates a sort of presumption that Biden has won those states, and Trump is then in the position of trying to overturn that verdict. And the whole point of the early polls, the whole point of the paper ballots, the whole point of the delay in the counting was to establish the concept that Biden had won, or at least it was too confusing to tell, so that the verdict could be overturned.
Now, this is the observation of a seasoned political insider. I'm not a Dick Morris fan, okay? I'm just not a Dick Morris fan. He's slimy. That's all I can say. You know that feeling you get from some people? I get that from Dick Morris. It is something about him just sets off my bells and warnings. And I think it's because he is one of those political creatures that lives off of this kind of stuff, thrives on it, and that just rubs me the wrong way. But he knows what he's talking about. And what he's saying is that this has all been planned. The polling was planned. I've been telling you that for ages. I've been telling you that. Limbaugh's been telling you that. Everybody who's got a brain has been telling you. Polling is not reflection of reality. Its purpose is to change reality. That is what polling is all about. They poll Biden high. The vote happens. It looks like he's winning. People say, well, he was polling high. And then they won't let poll workers, they won't let poll watchers in. They won't let us examine the vote. They won't let us see what's really going on. It's all a setup. It's all a plot. And no, it's not paranoia. It's really going on. This is what's happening right now in your country. One political party, which has no moral compass, has decided it wants something so badly that it will openly cheat to get what it wants, because it knows that those who should be watching, those gatekeepers, those people who should be exposing the reality of what's happening, are in bed with them And they know that they're not going to be challenged by anybody but their political opposition. And they can play that off as politics. This is why the press being in bed with politics makes them the enemy of the people. Because in this sense, they're working against you. Hey, that's it for today and for this week. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Let's get back together Monday for the next edition of the Daily Perspective Podcast. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Oh, we're done.